Rabbi Eliezer Halpern.
Now the title this year wasn't on the notice. It's supposed to be, the title was the Neiris Chanukah, Avoiding Suspicion. There's a halacha, to avoiding, the halacha is as follows. Interesting halacha, and we'll see what this to say about it. Halacha is a chatzah, which has got two doorways, like in a corner house, and there's a door on different row, and you go past one door, you don't see the other door. Yeah? So halacha is, so Gemara halacha shukranar, a chatzah should stay psachim based ruchos, tzarech lehadlit b'shteyem. This person lights in one corner, he lights on Lee Street, he's fulfilled his obligation, but his house also goes around the corner to Broom Lane. So someone walking past there won't see Ner Chanukah. Ner Hachshav is under suspicion. Then Beis HaPsochim Baruch Achas, they're both on one side, so there's one Beis Achas, one person, one owner, Dai Loi Bacha, you're not in one. Yeah, the Ramah says, you don't make a bracha. And Bizman Azeh, since we're like inside, then there's no suspicion. The halacha is, a person lights a second Chanukah light after the first one. He knows himself, he's performed the mitzvah. All the people going past will be suspicion, nechshad. Oh. And he does it without a bracha, right. Now, there's another halacha to do with suspicion. Different part of Shulchan Aruch. Someone shechts an animal and finds inside the animal a baby. Ben Paku, an animal, halach is that animal does not require shechita. Learn from the pasuk, kol asher babehema tochelu. When you shecht an animal, the shechita allows you all parts of the animal, including the fetus inside it. Says the Gemara, says the Shulchan Aruch, if the animal has already got out of the mother and stepped on the ground, hifrizik gabikaka. So now we have this baby calf walking around. So the halacha is, mekadin does not require shechita. Because once you shechted the mother, that shechita is matter the baby. Other people will see this calf walking around, and you go and just shoot it or whatever. Why are you not shechting it? Mela, it makes a bad roshim. Say the chazal, you should shech this animal. The mass of people don't realize, shech the animal. But it says, halacha is, there's no din treifus. They don't have to check the lung. They can't even shechit it. They just shecht it just for the onlooker. The person himself knows I'm allowed to without shechit because I shechted the mother. So I know once I shechted the mother, the baby is allowed to be eaten, even if it's walking around.
If it's a chayim, does it make kids to a dog?
No, probably not. Can't clear. I'll call upon him. I'll be the onlooker. Come to Brock. The onlooker doesn't know shechit. The halacha does no treifus. Interesting halacha. Just by the way, if this ben pakua, this animal which was found inside the mother, you shechted the mother. This animal's now walking around. This is a male one, and then you shecht another cow, and that cow has a female baby, and you breed the two together, you can make a whole herd of animals like that, ben, and they all have got the same halacha, they need shechitim, there's no treifus, yeah? I heard someone wanted to make a whole thing to save a lot of, I heard the story, someone wanted to, people, encourage people to keep kosher, it's very expensive, I shocked him, whole herd, you save yourself money, you don't need to make any badikas, and the sheikh at work said, every single animal is got kosher. I heard someone's considering doing it, I don't know whether,
why is that?
I heard about it, this week I heard again someone, I heard something that a body, I don't know whether a body maybe not happy with it on a commercial scale, it might not be advisable, after very, very careful supervision, you shouldn't get on a meikad in, if you have this ben pakua, a male cow, which came out of a mother which was shechted, which doesn't require shechita, and got no dim treifus, and then a female cow which came in the same thing, yeah? If it's with a ben pakua, the normal one, you got problems, you can't do anything with it, it's a half geschochten, aim the takana. But if you have both together, you can make a whole herd of animals that only require shechita with rabbanon, and there's no treifus. Okay, that's the halacha.
It's a no theme.
Now, the halacha is interesting, it says in Shulchan Aruch, you have to shecht it properly. Oh. And it says in Shulchan Aruch, treifus don't matter. Since this person who shechts this animal knows, why am I shechting it? Just for the onlooker, Masayin, a bazaar, you have to check in the lungs, because it's really going to be shocking. I'll be have to make a proper shechita. And the chiddush is, you might have thought the shaykh can take a second pogum, or could do a dross, and there is a shitta. There is a shitta in the shaykh which says, even the shechita is only just lefonim, just a show. And you can take a sack which is a pogum, you can do a drossa, it is. So what's the chiddush shechita? Don't Don't kill it another way. Just take a knife and cut the neck just to avoid suspicion. So that is such a shit of a shame. But halacha is the mafashim of Shulchan Aruch say, you might ask, why not? I know it doesn't need shechita. The onlooker sees me shechting. He doesn't know if it was sacking out of begam or not. If he did that, it would be a very gewaldig mala. You take shechting, we're on train to shecht it. That's someone told me. So this person told me, he's heard they're making a whole herd of Ben Pekuas, and they're saving a lot of money. Even shechting, we're not trained, can do it. But he's wrong, because that halacha is. But this is just shit of a sister, though.
If he does it for the onlooker,
yeah?
No,
he didn't have to gossip out onlooker, but he don't buy that, I don't know why not. Halach is law, no tree, he doesn't know you, but such a shechti, yeah? Mr. Hyman's asking the onlooker's winning, why you not buy the long? Is that the cash, are you not? I don't know. So there is one shitter, but the Shulchan Aruch, the Mefarshim say, Halach, you have to have proper shechita with a shtachim, a proper. But the Ma'aseh Tzeivos doesn't matter. So the shaila is, does one make a brocha when you shecht the Ben Pekua? Because you're only shechting it for the onlooker to avoid suspicion. But the Ikadin, it doesn't need shechita. So the Prichado says, it should chod depend. If you hold that you can do a shechita which is not really genuine, you can take a stack in pogrom and do a drossa and do a shechita, it's just, mamish, literally just to a bit of a obginata maisa, just slip in there, then mustami don't make a brocha. But if you say you do a proper shechita, then you can make a brocha. Then he brings interesting, the Rashba, who's the one who says that you're allowed to do a shechita with a stack in pogrom. So when Chazal say you shecht, it means don't do nechira, do just do a shechita. Even so, you still make a brocha. And Chalshka and Halacha, we pass me the proper, you make a brocha. Freit the Prichadosh, got kasha. So we see here, you're doing a mitzvah just to avoid suspicion. A mitzvah just because the onlooker doesn't know what's happening. And he thinks, why are you not shechting it? So just to avoid suspicion, I make a shechita. And nevertheless, you make a brocha. You make a bracha, shekhi chom, because you're doing it, because Chazal, and here, by the chalik, you don't make a bracha. So, because of that, so the raya, chalik, you should also make a bracha. Good kasha, what's the chalik? A mitzvah which is done for Ma'as Ha'ayin, you're making a bracha. And the chalik answer is very simple, chalik answer, posh the carrot. Pardon? I wonder, I answer that, posh it. A Ben Pekua, a Vada, the reason why Chazal said you should shecht the Ben Pekua is because of Ma'as Ha'ayin. The underlying motive is to avoid suspicion. Why are you not shechting this animal? Animal's walking. If the person sees you, it's in the mother the whole time, so you realize that you take it out of the mother, I just shecht the mother. But you see an animal, Hifris Agabekat, it's walking around. Why not shecht the animal? It's not yours. The whole Inyev Shechita might become weakened. What's going on? Mitzvah Shechita. It'll be a zilzul in Mitzvah Shechita. And you might think, if you can eat this one without shechting it, you can eat another animal without shechting it. So to mechazik, it's not in the matter. To mechazik, the halachas of Shechita, Chazal decreed, the onlooker doesn't know. You can't just put a tattle, this is a Ben Pekua, you have to shecht it. So once Chazal said you should shecht it, even though the underlying motive was Ma'aseh Ha'ayin, but it now becomes a mitzvah with a rabbanon to shecht, you make a brocha. Ma'aseh Enke in the name is Chanukah, this person's done his Chanukah already. So someone can do it again with a brocha and shkimpshat. And not Chazal, he's not really a din to shecht, it's a horeb, his Ma'aseh doesn't apply to have to shecht with him. It's just poshut, you makam the mitzvah is in the kiyim. The mitzvah is supposed to avoid suspicion, but you can't give it a status of lighting Chanukah candles, because the mitzvah is it's this person's personal obligation to avoid being under suspicion. Stand? By the Ben Pekua, it's a din, this animal, it's not a din on a person. It's not the job of the sheikh, the shecht, the mother, shecht the baby. It's a din. Chazal were worried if you see an animal walking around who's not being shechted, it will cause Ma'as Ha'ayin, cause suspicion. It might cause a chash, people will start being negligent in shechita. So because of this possibility, they decreed this animal requires shechita. The motive being originally Ma'as Ha'ayin, but now it's got the status of a shechita. It doesn't work very well if you say you can use a shechting pogrom. I don't understand. How you can say shech with a shechting pogrom, still make a brocha, I don't understand. But God, the halacha, you shech the proper knife, you make a brocha. Ma'ashenka, Chanukah, it's obvious, it's not a din, but some chazal would, the mitzvah of Chanukah will be abandoned. It's just a personal obligation on this person to avoid suspicion, so he lights his second one, and usually he made his brocha on the first one anyway. Elamai, he lights that a brocha. Now that's the halacha, right? Now, interesting. This halacha is based on Ma'as Ha'ayin. What's the Ma'as Ha'ayin? Sounds very Intriguing thing. You walk past the road. Where's your Chanukah light? The Chanukah light. But the hall, I had lit. Hall. I don't see a light. Oh, well, you probably not. It sounds like a person going past knows there's another door there. Nevertheless, you haven't lit in this one. You haven't lit in that one. You're under suspicion. The question is, Apostle Kash, we have a machlokes tomorrow. Kavsa zokukla, kavsa ein zokukla. Machlokes tomorrow. Do you have to be concerned when your Chanukah candles go out? Yeah? And then that depends on second machlokes. Are you allowed to use for Chanukah wicks and oil which don't burn well? Like on Shabbos. Stating Gemara, if you hold kavsa zokukla, you're concerned it may go out. So you have to use on Chanukah only types of oils and types of wicks which flow well, which burn well. Same as Chanukah. If you hold, we're not concerned about going out, use whatever you want. Because your ikum is lighted. The kasha is, fate the best lady, what's in your mouth's eye with your chashad? You go past the person's house, there's no Chanukah light there. So why, even the mandam who says kavsa, ain't Zokukla, and their Chanukah goes out, you don't have to deal with it, I'll be under suspicion. Where's your Chanukah light? It's even more over here. I haven't got a Chanukah light. Walk around the corner, you'll see his Chanukah light. Oh, but I don't see one. Well, this person's not lighting, but the Harley Addict. And here we've got a case of someone's got no Chanukah, it went out and just nothing. That's the Kasha. So the Beis Halevi wants to suggest, Efshe Nachalami, even the Mandamu says Kavsa Ein Zokukla means you don't have to relight your Chanukah and go out because of Mitzvah's Chanukah. But you do have to light from Aras Ayin, Man of Gemina. Since it's not such a big Chiyuv, you can use even Shmanim or Psilas, which you can't use for Shabbos. But if it's Kavsa, if it's a Chiyuv, if the Halach of Chanukah requires you to light again, so you have to use good quality oil, good quality wicks. It might go out, you might not relight it, so you've lost the mitzvah. The other man, Dhamma, says, the mitzvah doesn't require you to relight it, so you can use poor quality oil and poor quality wicks. It may go out, even if it goes out, I've done the mitzvah. But I do have to light it from Aras Ayin. But basically himself says, the poskim seems in pastures, once it's gone out, you don't light it again. So the kasha, why do I light it again? We should have to light. Why it should be mentioned light again? So the Shalchuva brings the Shnus Yaakov. Shalchuva in Simon Tov Reish. Tov Reish Ein Gimel. And Shnus Yaakov. The Afagan Zachaklam, Mikol Mokim. Tzorech Lahaniach as Hanoisa Minech Halika. The remains of the oil. You leave a remains. You leave a menorah there. Or you could not, but normally it's there anyway. You leave something there. Kof saying Zachary, you'd have to light it again. But you might thought, it's gone out. Me'ikadin, there's an Indian state in Poskim, it's Toiv Lachatre to light it again. I'm a strict halacha. Kovsa Ein Zokukla. Now, menorah's gone out. I don't have to deal with it. I can leave it out. Says the Shvus Yaakov, to avoid suspicion, leave the menorah there, or leave the half-burned candle there, or leave your little container of oil there. So people will see, he's lit Chanukah. That's the answer. He leaves something there. Interesting. That's the Teret. Maybe it's not Shechidish, because he might say, anyway, it's there. But God, what's it? That's the Teret. Talking near the Beis Halevi didn't hold that. The Beis Halevi said, maybe it's still Chach. I want to see a flame. Seeing him, it's not enough. The Beis Halevi's got a kasha. Why should he light it again? Look, you leave the menorah there. Talking near has a nice in there, Chanukah, Shal Shava, Oy Shemen, Kol's man, Esad Locker. Dim Layazakain, Chashin, Lachashada, Shlehidikla. So he says, Halach, that's the answer. You leave Chotish, with nothing there, Chotish, you leave the remains of your menorah. A half burnt, or whatever. People can see that. Now he says, Raya Dover, Medam being a Chachish, Mes Psochim, Bisham Chashada, the Kosher, my Chashada Iker, Yadinuhu le Kafzchus, Veloima, the Adlik Ereshikovsa. See, that's a Kasha. Interesting Kasha. The whole Gemara, the whole Halacha is difficult. What's going on? He says, I walk past someone's house, there's no Chanukah light. Round the corner, he's got, I don't see the one around the corner. It's not the Gemara Chiddish. Oh, mid the Harley Adlik, Harley Adlik. Jumping to conclusions. I don't see, he's not keeping Chanukah. He's Nishkin from a mensch. Am I? And he knows he's got the other corner. Just to avoid suspicion, light one here. Fritish of Siakir, why are you jumping to conclusions? Maybe Lit Chanukah went out. Now, first time I heard this, I found this interesting because I always thought, Chazal make a gezeira of Maris Hoayim, one shouldn't bring in being Don the Kafskos. Don't hang your wet clothes on the washing line on Shabbos. A wet coat, halach on Shabbos, don't hang a wet coat on the washing line. People say, just wash it. Why are you choshing the yid? It's plenty of halachas, yeah? Someone's eating fleischer with milk, or his coconut milk, put it on the table. Maybe why am I not even having schuss? Halach in there, to put some in there, to remind people, I'm not doing anything. Chazal made dinim for Masayim based on people who are chosh to the people. Yeah, don't look at schuss. So when the halacha was made, it was made on the sons of each other. So I found it first time. I found it very interesting. Halacha, which is based on Mas Ha'ayin, and one of the poskim asked, "Why are you not don the kaf schus?" Kasha Meis, yeah. It's other halachas, very strange halachas where lechayra, other halachas of you find other things. And won't go now. And Hilchos Pesach Kishon halacha. No halachas there where you could always ask don the kaf schus. Didn't give into it.
But Mitzvah
is not everyone is don the kaf schus. No, I'm saying it's understand. He said. All right, so the Shvus Yaakov is assuming that if I've got a don the kaf schus, the Chazal should. So what's the answer? He says, I ought to be don the kaf. I see someone's chotzer without a nechanika and supposed to be don the kaf schus, given the benefit. So that's a very, for example, the Moshe Shabbos says even very, very far fetched cases of don the kaf. This is pretty obvious. You don't have to be a grosser gorn to be mamma schus, yeah? It's not a very far fetched mamma schus. It's more than giving in the benefit of the doubt. It's not jumping to conclusions. Anyway, says the you know why you're not choshish? I'd like to think his lithi went out. But if he lit his chanukah went out, I would see something there. I would see some menorah there. Yeah? The Baal don't see anything there. I'm entitled to assume he hasn't lit chanukah.
Maybe he's gone away.
Maybe he's gone away. Okay, cross the guy, don't you? Yeah. Okay, he's gone away. Gone away. Another schuss. Just say, if he's gone away, stack a potter. If you've gone away, you're not going to he's gone away for good. Maybe the house is dark, I don't know, whatever. Curtains are drawn. Yeah, those people advise because of burglars. Even when you go away, the lights should go on and off and make you look like a thing, and your neighbour should bring the post inside. You've got a problem. It looks like he's still living there. Okay. Right, he's looked at the door. That's that lock. So he says, you don't see it. So I was thinking, if so, why do you have to light on both doors of the chotzer? Just put the empty menorah there. So I think the stomach chat is, Chazal aren't going to say to do a zach to narrow up the veld. No, the opposite, deception. By kofsa ein zachel, you've lit your menorah. So you've done your mitzvah. In case people are choshed, you haven't lit, we're not taking you to trick people, to fool people. So don't do it, just leave the menorah there. If you leave it there, that will let people know, which is true, you have lit. You have really lit. People think you haven't lit your menorah. Leave your menorah there. People will know. Mashiach, if you haven't lit, and people think, why haven't you lit? Chazal, I'm going to tell you to do a trick. Just put empty menorah there. You're up, down, the veld. That's not going to say that, yeah? You can do a shechita which is not proper, actually, yeah, but not on. And then, once you do it, you do a proper light of menorah there. Light of menorah. If you put empty menorah there, you'd be out of suspicion as well. Leave an empty menorah there. But Chazal, I'm going to tell you to light the second menorah, believe brocha, and that will take away the suspicion. I don't know. Watch how it works, yeah. It's very shvei aloch. I mean, who's going to go put them? Maybe it's already different times. All things very interesting. Someone walks past, maybe I haven't lit yet. Maybe I like it on that. There's so many, not everyone likes the same minute. Seems the whole aloch is interesting aloch anyway. People like different places, different thing. And maybe I haven't lit yet. Maybe I'm lighting later. May have gone away. There's so many. It's difficult to understand why Chazal made in Yerushalayim. There seems to be so many possibilities why it won't be Chosh. Anyway,
how did one Chazal come and take away the look?
What?
Later on, when we don't light and sleep. So they took
away. Shemazamot brings a raya. What you just said now. Mr. Locke said, now that we're right inside, they took away the halacha. That's what Shemazamot brings a raya. It's not a proper chiv, it's just a temperate. That's one of the if the din would be a fixed thing, then even if Malan said we should do it. Why don't we all light? Someone's a corner house lighting both. The answer is only made the fear the situation. When Chetchil is the conjugal, they posh it, to avoid suspicion, then that's the one we have. Ms. Malan said, like, it goes, says, a raya, halacha wasn't made to be kavur. Just push it. How could the feed the matzim? Now, right before they took away this halach. That's why it's not proper chiyuv. It's just a temporary. Oh. Now, come to a Bais Yosef, a kasha of the Bais Yosef, but a different kasha, not the famous one, a less famous kasha of the Bais Yosef. What we're saying now, you go past someone's house, you ask that chaliklach, and listen to a kasha. Hilchos Tvila comes from a Gemara. Listen to this. Osa lavoya chutz lebeisach neses betzad shah pesach basuch boy. There's an issa. It's forbidden to walk past the door of a shul when the olim's davening. Everyone's davening, and you're walking past, kilu, not bothered, and not participating. B'shot mibnei shenirak kaifa. Very serious. Nirak kaifa. Everyone's davening. You're whoever. Non-believer, right? Kevin shein nechas this battle. Then it says, no, it's a masu. Okay, you're tefillin, you're busy, you got tefillin on. Then it says, oh, now, this is what they get. It says, if it's quite clear you're busy, it's all right. You're wearing tefillin, it shows you're from Eid. Oi, she asked Gemara, le'amor deleke be k'nishtach rita. There's another shulin start, is allowed. Or, this, yes, it's the Gemara this. Le'amor deleke be k'nishtach rita. Another shul, well, I'm not a client, I'm going to the other shul. Or, this shul, yes, there's another door. This shul's got another door. So either if there's another shul, it's allowed, because I'm not Nirak HaKayif, I'm going to the other shul. And if this shul got another door, don't be suspicious, I'm going to the other door, yeah? And then Mishabura adds on another door, and he says, V'hu adin, im regilim b'beisach nesa zeh, lasus kama minyonim. Have you heard of such shuls? One minyan after the next. The whole time there's minyonim, yeah? Could add on, Ukshmagim mitzvahs mincha, Adam is spalim shachris. Shagir the marim, Adam is spalim mincha. I'm ongoing minyan, also mutter. I'm not going to shul, I'm going to a later minyan. Yeah? I'm going to a later minyan. I'm going to 8 o'clock, I'm going to 10 o'clock, yeah? And 10 o'clock, I'll be in the 8 o'clock minyan, yeah? Oh. So, this is what we're saying here, under suspicion. So, when is it also? Shtenach, this halach applies if you go past the shul where they're davening. It's the only shul, the only door of the only shul in town, the only minyan, the only shul, the only door. Then I've got a cash on you. Why are you not going to daven? There's no rational explanation. It's the only door, the only minyan. Why don't you go? Why are you not going to the shul? Unless you're wearing tefillin or whatever, mamish, you can see it from. Oh, you're taka mamish. Looks like you don't care. Taka looks like you don't care. You're not wearing tefillin, walking along. If you've got a massive stuff, you're very busy. If you carry a whole load of, if you're carrying a whole wagon of stuff, there's mutter. It's the only door. Why are you not davening? You're sauntering along as I shomer nafshi. Says takakal. Why? I haven't got any rational. But if there's any reasonable explanation why, why are you choish? Go to the other door. Frank the best yosser. What's the difference? Atakasha. By the case of the shul, we say as soon as there's a simple explanation, you're allowed to go past the shul, and you're not under suspicion. Why? Why are you jumping to conclusions? He's going through the other door, the other shul, the other minyan. And here, by the Chanukah light, straight away, no Chanukah. Why are you not doing that Chanukah? Why are you jumping? Hmm? What do you say?
Completely different.
Why?
What's
different?
Later.
Yeah, but why another door, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
It's a cash, another door. Forget about the time. Another door. Another door to shul. Another door to the house. The Chanukah. What's the difference? He's saying here, he's not a kaifa. Don't think he's a fry. He doesn't daven. He's going to go in the other door of the shul. So I like my Chanukah, like the other door. It's a cash. So the Miss Yosef, ancient Teretz. Teretz is, someone not going to daven, this is a pyrrhic oil. He's mamash, if someone's not joining the tefillin, like he's cast off the yoke of Yiddishkeit. I'm bizarre, there must be some reason why. So you're not so quickly suspicious of someone not davening. Must be a reason. So when do we say? When there's no other door. People don't like that. So I said to myself, there are probably thousands of people nowadays who like Chanukah, like don't daven with a minyan. Mask him.
Yeah.
No, not davening. He says, Poyrek oil. Remember, it's not done with a minyan. We're not saying he doesn't daven. We're suggesting, why are you walking past the shul and not joining in the davening? That means not down to the betzibah. So the mishnah says, Nish daven with a minyan? It's in Gansip, Poyrek oil. He's mamashabta. He's obgeforen. So, Adam, that can't be such a thing. There must be some reason why. What's the reason? Must be a malamut's course, lose the other door. Can't be. He's not with a minyan. So when are you not allowed to go past the shul? When it's the only minyan, the only shul, the only door, then I've got a castle. Why don't you join the minyan? But if there's any reasonable explanation, probably he's going down there. Interesting. It's a chizuk and tefillah b'tzibah. Not down with a minyan. He says, play the oil. Not down with a minyan. On the Chanukah light, you jump to suspicion. Yeah. Of one tarot. The second tarot, The Bais Yosef says, the reason why people are choshech Chanukah, because Chanukah costs money. Bazaar, maybe he's not prepared to give away money. We're choshech. It costs money. It doesn't cost exactly a holy rabbi. It costs money, maybe. Why not? So the Mogen Avraham asked on that. He lost. Am I saying I'm going to be? Why do you down with a minion? Why should you have with a minion? And am I? I'm more likely to suspect someone of not lighting Hanukkah candles than not down with a minion. Why? Because Hanukkah has cost money. Hefted momen. Listen, Gracie, yeah? Talking about one candle, not exactly. Doesn't sound prohibitive, the price of Hanukkah, anyway. Oh, so the Mogen Avraham asked on that. I don't understand. Down with a minion also costs you money. Why are you down with a minion and you're mavakel from your business? Yeah, I was going to say, nowadays, forget, you can't afford not to come to shul, you're your business. You meet all your customers there anyway. The Mogen Avraham, you go to shul, you're losing business. Yeah, some of the forget, the main business in shul. Okay, so I can't point him. So he says, oh, so you got a kasher, yeah, that's a kasher. The Mogen Avraham says, the teretz. He says, it's not bad, it's a masai. Horaya. You're allowed to walk around. You're allowed to walk around. The shtot with good davening. It's only next to the shul. It's a special din. It's a din of zilz. It's not a din of mazayin. Bamas, if you got a question, just like you say, you didn't. If you be choshi, you didn't chanukah light. The other one, you become not going to. So if you say about chanukah, you jump to suspicion. You're not letting the other side, who in the shores won't be allowed. The reason it's not a din of mazayin. Horaya, you're allowed to be in the town when the davening. So especially walking past the shul, zilz a bit. So zilz. So another door. It's not called zilz. Okay, that's the. That's what he says. So interesting, that's the din of the chashat. And lemaisa, you don't make a brocha. I think that's it. And the lemaisa nowadays doesn't apply because we're okay, a bit of time left. All right, okay. Not one thing of chaneki. So Mechaba says the din. Mechaba starts off. Nechag is very important. Moichu k'susay, you have to sell your clothing. For the army's back, talk is only like a Hanukkah. For the army's back, like a moich shayol, a moichu k'susay, location madi. You have to borrow or sell your clothing. So Hanukkah is important. The Bamis halacha is interesting halacha because normally for a mitzvah, there's a limit how much you have to spend. A person entitled to say, I can't afford, so I'm on a lulav. If someone can only get hold of a lulav, it's a massive expense, more than a fifth of his wealth. He's potter, and it could be not because I'm begging for money. Someone's absolutely destitute is potter limited. Money and lack of money is not a tax for loisa, say. To be before a person's over an aveira, he has to give away all his money. The reason being, to do an action, negative Torah, money's no tariff. Person going to say, I can't afford kosher food, it'll cost me so much. Or chasram, a boy says, if somebody eats kosher, all, you have to lose all his money. That is the b'chol m'moincha, a person who to give away his money, to not his life, but his money, to not to avoid any aveira. As the Shabbos people gave away the panos, any aveira. Shatnos, whatever it is, allow the raisa to give you money. That's for allow. That's what a person is faces chas v'shalom a choice, either losing a vast all his money or doing an aveira. That's when he's got a choice. Mashenkin here is talking about not doing a mitzvah. Not doing a mitzvah in this respect is more lenient than doing an aveira. Reason being because it's not a kumvase, it's just not doing a mitzvah. So the tarot is, if a vast amount of money is involved, a person is exempt. Can't afford it, it's beyond my means. Even if you can't borrow loot from somewhere else, make it his potter. And by Hanukkah, could be some of the tzatzis, more than derisus. Could be said because of Sumanissa, Hanukkah, Abakosis, Chazal say, give away everything, even sell your clothing. If somebody has to sell his clothing to buy Hanukkah, it's pretty, probably it's more than the Chumash Melchosev. And then Mechaber comes on Kamaleus Madlik, and here Mechaber writes, by Rishon Madlik Aleph, and then you can Moisev Aholich. Now this Moisev Aholich, Be'emus, is what the Mor calls Mahadrim in a Mahadrim. Remember the Gemara? And Tosfos says, the Mor says, Ikadin is one candle. Mahadrim, one candle for every member of the family. A bigger Hiddur, one more every day. Says Tosfos, it's not the Mahadrim in a Mahadrim is not an addition to the Mahadrim. If you want the biggest Hiddur, don't do for members of the family. That's what Sfadim on there. Why? To make it clear, don't get involved handy people now. This is what they've had. One menorah per household, be most of a holach, yeah? But the question is, this is only Mahadrim. The Mechaber doesn't write the halacha mi'ikadin. Very, very unusual. Why doesn't the Mechaber tell you what your minimum chiyuv is, yeah? It makes it sound like You have to sell your clothing. Can it, for most, you don't have to. The Osameach wants to say Pshat in Rambam. You have to sell your clothing, go begging for money to light Hanukkah, even Mahajman, even Neiros, plural, even every night. Well, the Pashtun condition, you're not Mechiv to, yeah? So big kasha. Why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch? So great thing that people say the Hanukkah, everyone does Mahajman. Why? You don't find the Shulchan Aruch, it's a difficulty. It makes it sound like you're Mechiv to do this, and you're not Mechiv. So you hit that. Everyone does it, Baruch Hashem. Why you not Mechiv? Yeah, you know, think of Moshe, okay? Says the Shulchan Aruch, you have to have Shmura Matzah Mishas Ketzira. Does it say in Shulchan Aruch, Kol echad tzorich lechol matzah shmura mishas ketzira? Does it say that? Toiv lechol mishas ketzira, lepochos, minimum, mishas tchina. To know what, the Shulchan Aruch makes a point of telling you, it tells you a hiddah, it also says, what is your minimum obligation? Very nice to make it, maybe you can't afford to do the hiddah. Big enough for me, you shouldn't think it's otherwise no point in doing it, you might have thought. I mean, the who asked this kasha? If the Shulchan Aruch sounds that if someone's only got one candle every night to chanukah, he won't bother lighting his neiros b'chlal. I haven't got the mitzvah. The sense of Shulchan Aruch has to light every night one more. And the mechab in Shulchan Aruch gives no indication whatsoever. This halacha here is only a hiddah, it's only if you can afford it. It's a difficulty. Well, the answer is, I thought maybe because it was such a widespread meaning, but it's just a difficulty. Hadasim, mushuloshim bekulay, everyone buys these, hadas mushulosh bekulay. Does it in Shein Shulchan Aruch? It does. What does it say there? Mitzvah mushulosh bekulay, lepachas berubay. Minimum. I don't know, it's a major difficulty. Why Machaber? I thought maybe because this mitzvah was so widespread, made mechaber. The other examples I gave, maybe not everyone could afford it. But Mela, you need to know what the mitzvah. Here was vice versa. I mean, most people did it. So the mechaber was made. The minig was everyone. It's so not in Gantz of Emphany. Another shaila. You can't mechaber. Doesn't mean case we can't afford it. Shabbos lights and Chanukah lights. Which one do you like? Yeah. Haven't got money for Kiddush or for Chanukah. So there are shailas in the Shulchan Aruch, somebody who's very limited means, what mitzvah, so you have to know. So there are halachas written to people on limited income. Very limited income. Imagine that. Someone can't afford, got a choice, Chanukah light or Shabbos light. Why can't you do one at the same time together? The Chanukah's outside. Yeah. Could be nowadays, it'd be both anyway. Pardon? Shumbach. Yeah. So you see, so what? So you see, so I thought maybe, yeah, I've been thinking about it. Maybe if I was there, it's something to weigh up. Ibolu, should I buy wine for Kiddush? Should I buy Hanukkah? There's something, there's like a shayla, one or the other. But here, what's he say? A shayla. Should I like one or eight? Obviously, it's so poshered, it's not even shayla, it's the same mitzvah. The examples that the Shulchan Aruch brings of someone short of money, usually, it's one mitzvah or the other. Ibolu, you've got shayla, yeah, and the Kiddush and the Hanukkah. No Shabbos, no thing, yeah? But Mela, came down, there's an apostle, you got that, because mezuzah, tefillin's on the apostle, not in Shulchan. A person got to follow mezuzah. Uses one mitzvah against the other. Which one should I choose? Maybe I'm missing. So Shaila. So Shulchan said, my second what you say. Ibolu, it's like one or eight. Obviously, you can't afford like one. It's the same mitzvah, Mahudra. Maybe it's not even a Shaila. It's obvious you don't like all eight, yeah? It's not really a good teret, because you have to know it's only a hiddah. If the Mechab would tell you it's a hiddah, then may it wouldn't have a question. Why does the Mechab write the aim Yodim Asai, guys? You can't afford light one. Like he writes, you can't afford it by Kiddush Domechem. You told me, by telling me it's a hiddah, itself until there's no shiloh whatsoever, should like one or should like eight? Because it's Pashut. I'll be here without an indication how you're supposed to know. But assuming you knew there's only a hiddah, it's obvious you don't have to go begging and selling your clothing and taking your job as whatever. So, Yaskatsma, take a job. You got no money? Go on. Whatever, go and do someone's garden to earn some money. Even though you're not a very trained thing. Work for a one day, hire yourself out for some menial job to earn a pound to buy Hanukkah candles, yeah? You'd have to do that, but only for one. So the Mechaber left this for the Mishnah Berurah to say. Yeah? The Bais Yosef wrote the Shulchan Aruch. He didn't lie, he left. In the Mishnah Berurah, Taka says, Ein Yodam HaSagin Echad, B'chol Laila, Yotza. V'shira du Shulchan Aruch, Hu Rak Nemish Yodam HaSagas, Liyaz Mahad, Makadizim HaGemorah. So Mishnah Berurah informs you, this Shulchan Aruch, I don't say don't tell the Shulchan Aruch literally, but don't, especially, don't read Sif Beis after Sif Aleph. Because Sif Aleph says, you have to write Chanukah light, you have to go, whatever. English expression, beg, borrow, or steal. But steal not. Besides stealing, yeah. You have to go to all ends to buy a Chanukah. And next Eve, Kamenes Madlik, one every night, yeah? And by the way, the Ramah says, every member of the family likes even more, yeah? Actually, it says there are more Rambam. Rambam doesn't say the same thing. There are more Rambam means the Tosfos says if you want to do the Mahadrin and the Mahadrin, it's one menorah per household. Because if you do the other Hiddah of how many people in the family, it'll get confused. It won't be clear. So Tosfos, if you want to do the Hiddah of lighting corresponding to the days, forget about the people in the family, light one menorah per household. The Rambam says do both Hiddurim, like we do. First of all, light for members of the household, and then light for the days of Hanukkah. But the Rambam says the Balabos lights. The Rambam says the Balabos who's doing the mitzvah, he lights for the members of the family. So the Rambam gives a moshul. He's got 10 people in the family. The Balabos light. You'll light 10. And the Rambam says, Nimtza, there's 10 people in the family on the last night of Hanukkah, Madlik Shmoinim Neiros. Tzach, no? I light 18 Neiros. And how many Neiros is lighting altogether this year? A person, according to the Rambam, the Balabos light, he's got 10 people in the family, he's lighting 10 plus 20 plus 30 plus 40, he's lighting 360 Neiros. Rambam's moshul, 10 people in the family. How many Neiros could he have lit to be Yotza? 8. Hidden mitzvah. Is that 45? What do you say to this? Oh, you're Ruth from Hispalis, like I am. 45 times as much. Have you ever heard of a mitzvah that hid the cost you 45 times as much? My wife suggested maybe a box of Rakuza's mattress cost £2, a Shmuel mattress of £50. After 20, I don't know. A mitzvah, to do the Mahadim Mahadim, cost you 45 times as much. Except for a double pella. The Biskubas hid the mitzvah of Shlish. I mean, I know the Nippus, the Shmuel Tzitz has got 3 times the price, yeah? Shmuel Matzah, right? Shmuel Matzah, Tanarishan, of 45 times to the Pella.
Exactly, because but, the first night you were all like one.
I'm talking about the Rambam says, the Lost Rambam, make a Yotza mitzvah ne'er l'chol abayis, im roitza l'hadah ha-mitzvah, madlik ne'er l'chol echad yechad. The Balbos likes everything, vim roitza l'atzah mitzvah na'amuvcha, most Pesach says Rambam gives a marshal. Me ish yes I saw a blei bayis. Rambam, quoting Rambam. But Yom Rishim like 10, first night 10, that's what he likes. There's one need. No man, forget the family doesn't like because the family doesn't like according to Rambam. Because you're doing the mitzvah, you do the hiddah. The Balabos himself lost the cost in 360 neiros, and the last night 80. A nice big train with lights on.
Not exactly because. You light 36 neiros for the whole year down.
Yeah.
But the first night, everybody, whether they're doing Mahadrin, they light only one night. Yeah. You only light one night.
I'm not talking about total Hanukkah. I'm making a chesed. How much? I'm agreeing with you. Overall on Hanukkah, tell me if I'm wrong. Overall on Hanukkah, this year could have bought 8 candles and lit 8 candles. Yeah. He's in the Kai and the Halacha.
Yeah.
There's no time. He's a perfectly from a year. And the Meiser, the Rambam's telling him, recommended, you want to be a Mufkadigi, like 360 Neiros.
Yes, that's correct.
So I'm pointing out, I'm very fascinated, I'm absolutely amazed at this, that you could have cost him 8 Neiros, I don't think you'll find another mitzvah cost so much more to do the mitzvah out of him. Please share my spilus, please. 45 times, it's a double pella. They say the Velt says hiddah because the Bonesha made a nest for a hiddah, yeah? Why the hiddah? Because the whole nest is only a hiddah because you could have made two or two batibia. But Salevi says, you know we have hiddah? You know when nest came for a hiddah? What do you do if you're short of oil? What would you do if I gave a bottle of oil and said, I want this oil to be a long time and it won't last? You know what you do? I give a small bottle of oil and say, I want this oil to last the whole night. It won't last. Well, you know, go on, do something. What do you do? Initiative test. If I gave a little bottle of oil and say, I want. The answer is, make thinner wicks.
Thinner wicks.
So the base of Levi, they couldn't make thinner wicks. The wicks are made from the trousers. Big stick. So the trousers were ripped up, the trousers were cut. Big fat wicks, which drew up loads of oil. No wonder it lasts all night. The wicks are too thick. So the base of Levi hid the mitzvah. They want a nice big flame, so they can normal size wicks. So the whole nest is for a hiddah. But the question is, why were they allowed to do that? Talking. What was the hiddah? Why were they not mukhid to make a stand? I don't know the answer. Interesting. I think I once saw somewhere they made filler wicks and it still built a big flame. I think, well, that was a chiddah. I think I also saw the klichem. That's not the pashtas. What was it saying? Beis Levi says, everyone asked the question, why by Hanukkah do you find Mahadim more than other mitzvahs, yeah? Why by Hanukkah more than other mitzvahs? And the other? Pardon?
How
about
one day? How about
with
them with a big
head?
With a big
head.
They weren't lying on their nest.
And then?
As far as they're concerned, this was only going to
last. Yeah, but Levi said, if you're short of oil, make the wick stone. Why not put the stuff in
there?
Yeah, but it had an eight. Yeah, but you're going to use up the oil tonight. But then. Oh, that's okay. You're saying okay. You're not same was only not now. Oh, but I say, but if you were, you mean that you're not doing that. Yeah. What he means is, if you say we're telling you to divide into eight, you can't. If you divide it into eight, you're not going to less now. You say this. No, you know, I'm doing it now. And tomorrow was down. Whatever. Yeah. Don't say that. You say not because. Yeah. But for look, why not because make it standless? If you know, but there had time, they won't put oil for tomorrow.
So what? They didn't care.
Why didn't they care?
Why should they?
Because it's about the oinus. Okay, say it's a good terrace. Oinus, say it's a good terrace. It's not called same kindness, because we're not over tonight. And we're not Bukhir, one to miss the bike. So it's a chicken chili, but my sir. They weren't Bukhir too, but still there. The terrace is a good terrace. The my sir. The nest came for a hitter. So if they wanted to, they could have made thinner wicks and not need the whole nest. Yeah, okay, is that Bukhir? Is that so posh? Is that so posh what you're saying? You're not Bukhir, make it stadless. Can clear. Yeah, okay.
You questioned the answer to this in the base of ABC.
Oh, you got
a whisk of light and 7 or 8 hours every night. It's an enormous amount of oil. That's why the base of ABC.